Well, I think that we have to realize that this really all had to do with anything that is effective in treating cancers will be suppressed. And if you, out in the listening audience, you find that difficult to believe, let me point out that in 1980, a man named Dean Burke, Dr. Dean Burke, who was in charge of the chemotherapy research at the NIH, called me and returned my call. And he told me he'd been doing research on cancer treatments for over 25 years or more. He said there was an organized cover-up of effective cancer treatments. Now, this guy's calling me. Dr. Burke's calling from the National Cancer Institute. He's in charge of the division of chemotherapy. He told me that we were talking about Laetrile. He said Laetrile works. I have a whole, probably half a dozen filing cabinets full of information on this, and it's a lot better than chemotherapy. Certainly the patients feel better. Certainly some patients are going to die. The cancer is so far advanced, nothing's going to help them. But I believe that Laetrile is better than the cancer routine chemotherapy treatments. I said, what about the Sloan Kettering study that was done? Because, of course, I, as a physician, we'd always told that. And he said, they actually fixed that Sloan Kettering study to prove that Laetrile didn't work, but it does, I can tell you that. And he said there is an organized effort to suppress effective treatments. Now, he ought to know, he was that was his life, his study. But the average person finds it difficult to believe. Who could be that crass? Who could be that indifferent to human suffering? Who could want people to die of cancer? And if you have any question, you want to get my April newsletter. It'll be coming out. If you're already subscribed, fine. If you don't subscribe to it, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And ask for a copy of the April Radio Liberty newsletter.